All right, now, with us on the phone, usually Mondays, but we've got him to swing on over to a Tuesday, Dan Lucas from the Oregon Catalyst. Hi, Dan.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great. I had a great weekend. Did you?
I did.
Good.
I did. I like those long weekends.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, they are nice. It was great. Had a wonderful day yesterday. So I saw that it was in the local newspaper, and then I caught the version on the Oregon Catalyst site, which is where I've been directing people. Innocent until proven guilty, unless you're a police officer. I think I know what you're talking about, but how about you share with the rest of us?
Yeah, and so this is about what happened in Ferguson. And Bill, you may have had the same reaction I did. The more I read about this, the more it bothered me that the national news media in particular, they were just like immediately assumed that the police officer involved had done something wrong. And I thought, how do you know that? You know, we give criminals more benefit of the doubt than these guys are giving to this police officer. Wait till the facts are in. But they weren't. And I actually think, Bill, that a lot of the problems they had in Ferguson, the rioting and everything, at a minimum, were made much worse by the media coverage.
No, absolutely.
Why couldn't they wait until the facts were in? Why do they have to immediately assume that the police officer acted improperly? And it just, that really bothered me, so I wrote that article.
So give us the highlights. What your points and what you're trying to make here.
Sure. And one of the things that kept getting me, just every time I read it, at first, you know, I thought, well, that's really terrible. But then the more I learned, I thought, well, they're deceiving people. And it was the thing where they said that a police officer shot an unarmed teenager.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get a mental image with that.
Mm-hmm.
So the more I learned about it, though, I found out, okay, teenager, he's 18 years old.
Right.
So a teenager could be 13. So why don't they say 18-year-old? Or a young man, even. He's old enough to vote. He can join the military. So, but, okay, let's go with 18-year-old that way. But they didn't. And people like the New York Times and all that, they kept saying, oh, he shot an unarmed teenager. But then the other thing that they usually neglect to mention is that this 18-year-old could have been a starter in most NFL teams.
Yeah.
He was huge. He was 6'4", 292 pounds. And that people need to have that. If they're going to be forming an opinion, okay, if you're going to talk about this, make sure that they get the basic facts, because that's a huge factor. Because when police officers are looking at, you know, whether they're defending themselves or defending the public, size certainly is a factor.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just, you know, I mean, if you don't mind, just there's a point here. What's your height and weight about?
I'm 5'10 and around 200.
Okay, and I'm 5'11 and about 175. Okay, so either one of us faced by a 6'4", 292-pound man, and he's a man at 18, okay?
Yeah.
That changes the whole complexion of the story.
Yeah, he'd pound me into the ground.
Exactly. And but your point is here, that was not reported right off the bat, was it?
No, in fact, most of them still don't report that. They still use the terminology unarmed teenager.
Yeah.
And so, and then the other thing I point out in the article is, and even the use of the term unarmed is deceptive, because people who don't deal with that day in and day out, like police officers do, have a mistaken impression about what unarmed means. Unarmed, to most people, means police harmless.
Yeah.
And if you're a police officer, and there's lots of situations where somebody who's quote-unquote unarmed can be quite deadly. And so I pointed out, just to research this, I looked into the most recent statistics for Oregon, and that was the most recent statistics available are for 2012. There were 110 homicides in Oregon in 2012, and up to a third of those, the killers were unarmed. They had no gun, no knife, no blunt object.
Wow.
So people can be very lethal without, and still be, quote-unquote, unarmed.
And this young man was.
Right. And one of the things that came out was the police officer there in Ferguson, or the police chief in Ferguson, said that the police officer involved had to be hospitalized because of he had to have a swollen face treated, which I assume means he was beaten in his face.
Yeah, I mean, you know, unless he just ran into the door on his own or something. No, he was beaten.
Right.
Of course he was.
Right. And I'm still not saying, I don't know yet. I don't know whether the officer acted properly or improperly, but that's the point. Nobody knows yet,
right.
And people should not be assuming he's guilty before all the facts are known.
And that's kind of all we're asking here, right? Again, Dan Lucas with us from Oregon Catalyst, OregonCatalyst.com. I mean, the point here is all of the news, as you pointed out, even still today, but especially in those first early days, it was all unarmed, teenager, cop killed, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
No details.
And assuming that the police officer acted improperly, when nobody knows the facts yet.
Yeah.
And going back to the unarmed thing, one of the commenters on this article was a police officer, and they pointed out, and I did a little bit of checking on this, this is a little over 10 years ago, I think, up in King County in Washington, there was a police officer who was responding to a call, and there was an unarmed man who was actually naked, so they were completely unarmed.
Yeah.
The unarmed man was able to wrestle away the officer's gun, shot him once, and then stood over him and shot him 10 more times and killed him.
Jeez.
That's an unarmed man, Bill.
Yeah.
So when you're a police officer, these things are not academic. They deal with a very different reality than you or I do.
And
it's not fair for people to judge before all the facts are in.
You know what bothers me, Dan, outside of what you talk about the way the media reported on this thing and continues to report on this thing, is I have to tell you, I am very disappointed in many, many, many of my so-called conservative / right, I don't know, whatever you want to call them, friends, you know, or acquaintances, who are turning this whole thing into cop state, militarized, the cops bad, why'd they kill this guy, on and on and on and on and on. Maybe they need to visit this page that you linked, the Officer Down Memorial page, once or twice.
Yeah, I don't understand that. And that's the other thing, is I point out, it's like, my goodness, we give these considerations to people who are criminals. We assume they're innocent until they're proven guilty.
Yeah.
Can't we do the same for police officers who, at our request, Bill, they go out there and every day they put on that uniform and they risk death. If you and I have a bad day, you know, maybe you have dead airtime, or maybe I've got computer systems down at work. They have a bad day, they don't come home.
You know, I used that argument, Dan. I used it on a show, and I posted it on social media, and I had people actually say, well, I'm an iron worker. I could die at work. I work in construction. I could fall off the building. I was like, holy cow, what are you missing here?
It's not the same thing.
No.
It's not the same thing.
No. You're not living your life that every second you could die.
Right. Every time you walk up to a car, every time you walk up to a door, every time you walk up to a person, you're facing a potential life and death situation.
I mean, you have no idea. I you know, the few times that I've ridden with local police, you know what's the one call that they hate? I don't remember the code name for it, but the call they hate is domestic disturbance.
Yeah.
Because it's usually a husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, and alcohol is generally involved, or drugs, and somebody hates somebody, and they're scared to death because that's where guys get, cops get hurt, really,
yeah.
Just all the time. They hate that call.
I did a ride-along once in Beaverton, and the very first call was a domestic disturbance, and exactly what you said, that those are extremely dangerous. And as we're driving, this is in a very nice neighborhood, we're driving up to the house, and the police officer was kind of driving kind of funny. And where he parked, I thought was kind of funny. And I looked at him, and he goes, oh, he said, I'm trying to park so that in case the guy's got a rifle, he doesn't have a line of sight on me as I'm getting out of the car.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about,
just,
isn't it?
Yeah, and I just thought, I don't have to think about that where I work.
No, and neither does the iron worker or the construction worker.
Right.
Nobody does. You don't have to think about line of sight of a gun. Just amazes me. I'm glad that you linked the website Officer Down Memorial page. 67 police officers have died in the line of duty this year in the U.S. That's a police officer every 3.5 days.
Yeah, and that's not counting the ones like the deputy who was shot down in Southern Oregon. This is talking about police officers who were killed in the line of duty every 3.5 days in the U.S.
So again,
and that the most recent one I point out, it's just heartbreaking. The police officer up in Oregon City who was killed 9 months ago, he left behind him a wife who was pregnant. So now there's a wife who doesn't have a husband anymore and a child is going to grow up without a dad.
Yep.
And he did that for us.
Yep.
We asked him, go out there and please protect our community. And since they're laying their life on the line every day, I think the least we can do is afford them the same consideration that we do to criminals, which is to assume they're innocent until they're proven guilty.
And that's, I was just going to say, and that thus the title of this article, Innocent Until Proven Guilty Unless You're a Police Officer. And I think people really need to think about that title and what you've just said here really, really carefully, Dan. If you're even thinking for just a moment, if you're thinking, maybe the cops are being a little over the top, maybe they're being a little overbearing, maybe they jumped in too soon, you try to be in their shoes, please.
Very good point. And, Bill, you talked about a ride-along. One thing that Rachel and I did when we lived in Beaverton, and I know Salem has the same thing because I got an email from somebody, but if people are really interested in knowing what, getting to know more what a police officer goes through, there's a Salem, and most cities offer this, but you can go through a Citizens Police Academy. And basically they put you through a lot of the same things that a police officer goes through in their training, obviously not everything, but then usually it involves a ride-along. And it's a very eye-opening experience to get a glimpse into their world.
I advise it. All right, I put the link at my website, BillPost.com, under On Today's Show, the link to OregonCatalyst.com in this story, Innocent Until Proven Guilty Unless You're a Police Officer, from Dan Lucas. Dan, thanks for writing this. Thanks for saying what I've been wanting to say and trying to say for a while now. I appreciate you doing it this way.
Very good. Well, thanks for having me on, Bill.
You bet. We'll talk next week.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay. Dan Lucas. Great guy. Appreciate him writing. It's been something that's really been on my heart for days now. Also, again, I hope that you caught that little, let me just repeat this. Ladies, learn to protect yourself. Please consider a women's safety event, laser shot simulated firearms in training. It's in Albany, 7 o'clock Thursday night. I've put a link at facebook.com/TheBillPostRadioShow. I've put it at Bill Post for Oregon on Facebook. I've put it at Bill Post on Facebook. I've linked it everywhere. I've put it everywhere. I've put it everywhere I can possibly think of because I want people to know. Ladies, please, protect yourself. Okay? So thank you for bringing that to our attention, Dan. I greatly appreciate that.